Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. And word this morning that essential workers who helped the city survive the pandemic will be thanked in a big way, says Mayor de Blasio.
We are going to hold a parade to honor them, to thank them, to celebrate them. It's going to be an example of the great tradition of ticker tape parades. Ticker tape parades up the Canyon of Heroes. They've happened for generations, but this one is going to have a special spirit to it, a special heart and soul, because it's about celebrating everyday New Yorkers who did something so heroic and need our thanks.
The parade is scheduled for July 7th. Mayor de Blasio calls them the heart of so many communities, rec centers. Many of them are reopening today, along with senior centers.
While the majority of New York City Park rec centers do remain closed, 13 are opening today across the five boroughs. Even those will still have their indoor pools closed, but
it's still fine in the end.
Those returning like Alicia.
It was exciting to be back.
Indoor programs at New York City senior centers also resume today, but again with limited capacity. Judy Zangle of the Sunnyside Community Service Center in Queens says the seniors they invited first are the ones who have been isolated for so long.
A chance to socialize, even though they will be physically distanced. It's just a chance to be with the staff and be with people.
New York City continuing its slow but steady comeback. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Queens.
Well, joining Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J with Corona vaccines, Novavax announcing today its shot is 90% effective. Here's Aaron Katursky.
The U.S. already has enough doses from existing vaccines to vaccinate the population, but Novavax said it planned to apply this summer for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine. In clinical trials, the company said, it kept people from getting severely ill with the virus 100% of the time, and it was 93% effective against the variants. Like Pfizer and Moderna, the Novavax vaccine is two shots. They're administered 21 days apart.
The company will try to get its vaccine authorized in September. Many of the first doses will be sent outside of the U.S. A double shooting and robbery has left one man dead in Brooklyn. Police say they got a 911 call from East Williamsburg at 12:40 this morning. Officers found a man had walked up to a passenger in a Ford Mustang and shot him in the back, then hit the driver with a gun and grabbed his chain before taking off. Cops say the 38-year-old driver managed to get to the NYC Health and Hospital's Woodhull, where his 33-year-old passenger was pronounced dead. There is no word yet on what sparked the violence, and so far, no arrest. At New Jersey's Six Flags, a log flume malfunction sends two people to the hospital. A Great Adventure spokeswoman says several guests were in the log flume boat, which did not complete its cycle. The boat tipped over, didn't flip over entirely. The riders taken to the hospital were evaluated, then released. The flume is, of course, one of the park's original attractions. It dates back to 1974 and has a four-story drop. Six Flags says the safety of their guests and employees is their highest priority. The ride will be closed for inspection. Police right now are investigating a really strange occurrence. Happened yesterday afternoon. Somebody aboard a bus in Brooklyn threw a gun out the window right near Eric Adams' mayoral campaign office in Crown Heights. Cops say it started with an argument between two riders. One of the men pulled a gun, then dropped it on the bus floor and took off. That's when somebody else tossed it out of the bus. Nobody was hurt. Nobody's been arrested. But the Brooklyn Borough President's chief of staff, Ryan Lynch, tweets that this is an example of the real public safety threat that Adams has been talking about. It is nowhere near July 4th, but at least 8 people around the city were arrested for fireworks possession over the weekend. The FDNY says they confiscated $8,400 worth just on a Saturday alone and took 4 people into custody. The NYC sheriff grabbed another 2 suspects and more illegal fireworks. If you have sleep apnea, this huge recall of CPAPs could affect you. We're hearing that Philips is now recalling some breathing devices and ventilators because of a foam which can degrade and then become toxic, potentially causing cancer. This recall affects as many as 4 million sleep apnea machines and ventilators. The company spokesman says it could take a year to replace the units. If you use a Philips CPAP, which stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure machine, stop using them is the advice. About 2/3 of Philips CPAP sales are here in the U.S. The other 20% are ventilators. So far, the company says there have been no reports of deaths or injuries.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.